You're listening to WARE Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Zhanak mashakuit avantuchun hayu barzankane. Yevur vor hayrin yekeglisvin, hon hayrinike vokhche. Good morning. It is Sunday, October the 9th. It's our first program for Cultural Month, but our second weekend in October. Oh, well. We hope you're enjoying the Armenian Radio Hour. We'll be doing a special program of our Cultural Month, and today's program is pre-recorded. Right now, you're listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. It's produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Tarayan. The Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island brings to you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Բարի լույսների հայրենագիցներ, հայկական ռադիոյի ժամապոլոր Նյու Ինգլենդի մեջ գրաված էր որոշ տեղը բազմահազար հայերու և օտարներու կողմէ։ Հայերու համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին հաջույք կգարնէ։ Հին սերունդը կպնդրէ զայն իրանուշի հիշատակները վերաբերելու համար, իսկ դունենու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց զդաղդուկը, իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանգստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
With our Dadelitz this week. October 13, 2015. Today is the 9th Dadelitz of Aram Donabedian. October 13, 2001. Today is the 23rd Dadelitz of Bizar Garabedian. October 13, 2020. Today is the 4th Dadelitz of Shake Achjin. October 14, 2004. Monday is the 20th Dadelitz of Peter Garabedian. October 14, 2018. Monday is the 6th Dadelitz of Avedis Apkarian. October 14, 2009. Monday is the 15th Dadelitz of Haruchun Armudyan. October 15, 2023. Tuesday is the 1st Dadelitz of Minas Bab Yarjin. October 15, 2009. Tuesday is the 15th Dadelitz of Beverly Kashmanian. October 15, 2004. Tuesday is the 20th Dadelitz of Varkes Markarian. October 15, 1997, Tuesday is the 27th Dalit of Paramaz and Dorothy Murachan. October 16, 2014, Wednesday is the 10th Dalit of Helen Mikitarian. October 16, 2018, Wednesday is the 6th Dalit of Anna Dermanjan. October 16, 1993, Wednesday is the 31st Dalit of Anna Vartanian. October 16, 1996, Wednesday is the 28th Dalit of Elise Aronosian. October 16, 2019, Wednesday is the 5th Dalit of Rose Kasparian Gonzalves. October 16, 2000, Wednesday is the 24th anniversary of Carl Klein. October 16, 2020, Wednesday is the 4th Dalit of Paul Avedisian. October 16, 2015, Wednesday is the 9th Dalit of Suren Murajan. October 17, 2000, Thursday is the 24th Dalit of Kurkin Khachadurian. October 17, 2023, Thursday is the 1st Dalit of Josephine Makarian Imandi. October 17, 1996, Thursday is the 28th Dalit of Merlanti Tarakshan. October 17, 1997, Thursday is the 27th Dalit of Margaret Jaskalian. October 17, 2000, Thursday is the 24th Dalit of Jirai Jerry Meridian. October 17, 2001, Thursday is the 23rd Dalit of Navart Aramian. October 17, 2019, Thursday is the 5th Dalit of Sudan Asidorian. October 17, 2004, Thursday is the 20th Dalit of John Gulasarian. October 17, 2020. Thursday is the 4th Dalit of Gerald Norigyan. October 17, 2013. Thursday is the 11th Dalit of Dr. Vahe Pahigyan. October 18, 2014. Friday is the 10th Dalit of Jeanette Aramian. October 18, 1970. Friday is the 54th Dalit of Ankinet Kalfayan. October 18, 1981. Friday is the 43rd Dalit of Stepan Mikhailian. October 18, 2005. Friday is the 19th Dalit of Jacob Oskoyan. October 18, 2016, Friday is the 8th Dalit of Susan Bogosian. October 19, 2016, Saturday is the 8th Dalit of Susan's daughter, Lisha Bogosian Langford. October 19, 2016, Saturday is the 8th Dalit of John Mesrobian. October 19, 2023, Saturday is the 1st Dalit of Madeline Kalerian Holbrook. Iveri Nerusachem is from the Requiem Service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased. Iverin.
Iverin
as promised, our Cultural Month programming begins.
To the Armenians, October is Cultural Month. The Armenian folk song and dance, as the folk songs and dances of all nationalities, has its mode of expression. Each nationality has customs that best express its character, manifested through its folklore, speech, music, movements, costume, and art forms. Through the centuries, Many ancient people have ceased to exist, and many others have come into being, but the chain of continuity of mankind has never been broken. In the course of transferral and continuity of nationalities, certain customs have lost their authentic form and have undergone changes along with their religions and creeds, but there has remained the basic national character. Especially, people who have remained attached to their native soil have developed and have retained over the centuries their distinct manner of expressing, through song and dance, their joys and sorrows, as well as their appreciation for the bounties of nature. Armenians have been one such people.
Azgeru parka gerdvadze ir mshaguitov, kirov, kraganochunov, lezvov, irajistuchunov, jardarabeduchunov, yev island. Hayun hamar mshaguite yegadze vahan havado yev sun luso. Tebi huisin parkin yeranuchan u devaganuchan. Hayazka vorkan haladvzadz, Vorkan charcharvats, pokradzun, paits, shnorivir mshaguitin uzhov. Arzhekavuradze inkzing yev kosheldvadze mshaguiti rahviran arvelki mech.
Thank you.
the history of Armenia and its music. When Noah's Ark finally came to rest on land, it was on Mount Ararat. So when God showed the land to Noah and told him to care for it and repopulate it, it pledged never again to destroy it, at least not by flooding. This would all have been taking place in Armenia. That's a tough act to follow. The reality of Armenian history has never been able to match its legendary beginning. It has had memorable moments, of course. In 301 AD, Armenia became the first country in the world to adopt Christianity, but less than two centuries later, the whole country was excommunicated by the Pope. It has also been a history with more than its share of tragedy and loss. Today, even famed Mount Ararat stands outside the borders of modern Armenia. And yet, the Armenians themselves have proven to be a tenacious people, stubbornly keeping alive a culture that is in some ways among the world's most ancient and sophisticated. The sacred music of Armenia, for example, may well be the world's oldest written musical tradition, and its folk traditions alive and well in the 21st century. That was Raisa Magarichan alias Edrakyan with the Armenian National Philharmonic Orchestra. Conductor was Edward Topchin. Alrighty, with some local news. St. James Armenian Church 77th Annual Bazaar, Friday, October 18th, and Saturday, October 19th. That's next weekend, 12 to 8, 11 to 7. Friday is 12 to 8, Saturday is 11 to 7. Delicious Armenian food served both days with meze and more. You name it, they'll have it. It's a bazaar. We're starting early in Watertown. So make sure you are in attendance. St. James Armenian Church, 465 Mount Auburn Street, Watertown. It's their 77th annual bazaar, Friday and Saturday, October 18th and 19th. And then with that, we have the St. Sag St. Messer Church's Choir's anniversary. It's their 100th anniversary, and they're celebrating on Sunday, October 27th. Following Divine Liturgy at Gavion Auditorium, you are invited to a complimentary lunch. Everyone is invited and welcome. Again, this is October 27th, celebrating 100 years, the choir at St. Sag and St. Messer Church. Again, Sunday, October 27th, they'll be having a lunch. Everyone is invited that day. Alrighty, with that, let's go to the Yerevan Choral Society. Armenian, there's an event coming up at Cocktail Hour Essentials, Saturday, November 2nd. It's a pop-up evening at the Cocktail Hour Essentials. Sparkling Murano glass jewelry, colorful abstract art, and Armenian wine tasting. The event starts at 6 o'clock, wine tasting from 7 to 9. Cocktail Hour Essentials, 697 Quaker Lane, West Warwick. And before you know it, it's bazaar time. That's right. November is Rhode Island's bazaar time. We have three Armenian churches in Rhode Island, and we have our bazaars going one after another for every weekend. The first one up is St. Varsanon's Church Bazaar, November 8th and 9th, and it's at Roads on the Patuxent in Cranston. It is the best bazaar, I think, ever. I love Roads on the Patuxent. I'm partial. I grew up going there, and it's two floors of fun. If you've never been to Roads on the Patuxent, you are missing out, and I would get there. You don't want to miss out on the most fabulous bazaar there is. The food's great, as always. Just walking around the hall itself, it's just beautiful. The band is playing both days, Saturday and Sunday. The kids will perform dances. The shopping is great on the second floor. The dinners, you know, the dancing, the activities, just walking around and seeing old friends. It's such a really great time. Roads on the Patuxent, mark those calendars, November 8th and 9th. St. Varsanon's Church Bazaar. It's at Roads on the Patuxent in Cranston. And again, November 8th and 9th. The following weekend is St. Sagan St. Mesrob Church Bazaar, November 16th and 17th. And as always, these church bazaars, they've been working nonstop for the last few months, making all the foods that we love. And like I said, the Armenian food served at these bazaars is as good as you'll get at home with your mom. We have fabulous Armenian chefs. They've been baking and they've been cooking between kofte, choreg, getting everything ready for those days. These are major fundraisers for our churches, so please mark your calendars. Bring your friends. It's a great night out, Saturday and Sunday, November 16th and 17th. It's at 70 Jefferson Street, Providence, at the church. Again, November 16th and 17th for St. Sag and St. Mesrob Church Bazaar. The following Saturday is a one-day bazaar with the Armenian Evangelical Church, 180 Oakland Avenue, Cranston, November 23rd. Remember, it's 11 to 7. It's only one day, and it's on Saturday. And again, great Armenian food, lots of baked goods to bring home with you as well. And they have a little, they have their, what was I going to say? You'll just have a great time, trust me. Go to the church bazaars. They're really, it's a great time had by all. November 23rd, again, is the holiday bazaar at the Armenian Evangelical Church. Dinners are served there all day. They have a penny social. That's the one I wanted to say, penny social. And again, 180 Oakland Avenue, and that's November 23rd. So we have three weekends full of bazaars here in Rhode Island. Make sure you are in attendance, all three. Alrighty. We're going to go to Kohar with the Stars of Armenia. Thank you.
We have with us, first of all, let me state that the month of October has been designated by the Armenians as Cultural Month. On this occasion, we have with us the pastor of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop Armenian Apostolic Church, the Reverend Father Haig Donigyan.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. These were the very first words from the Holy Bible written in the new found Armenian alphabet. Every year in October, we commemorate the Armenian culture through press and pulpit, and our church celebrates in that month the memory of our holy translators. Our blessed forefathers had well understood the significance of that divine miracle, which transformed us into a people possessing a rich cultural life and made us a nation able to preserve its integrity and individuality, its dreams of grandeur, and its creative faculties. It is for that reason that the Armenian Church exalts the name and accomplishments of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop through other feasts as well, as if to suggest that no matter how much we extol and acclaim their achievement, we can never pay the eternal debt we owe them. Almost all the European languages have the same word for culture, the Latin root, which means also adoration. The cultivation of the soil, which produces bread, and the cultivation of the mind and spirit, which gives enlightenment and causes the beauty and goodness to blossom, are equally sacred and reverential act, and our wonderful church has had that realization centuries ago when the word culture was unknown to the great peoples of today. When we consider the language of the Bible, the queen of translations, we are at once struck by the fact that it is as inexplicable a miracle as the invention of the alphabet. It is a well-known fact that for ever and over 100 years, in the schools established by St. Gregory the Eliminator and Nerses the Great, translators were trained for the purpose of rendering the Holy Bible into Armenian verbally. But no matter how well trained they may have been in that task, in view of the fact that there had been no previous attempt at writing, and that before the invention of the alphabet there had existed not even one Armenian word spelled with foreign alphabets, we are simply amazed how it was that they were able to put to writing all at once so perfect a language with its complex and perfect grammar and a beautiful style of its own. Philologists point out that the Holy Bible, which Luther translated, played a decisive role in the formulation and refinement of the German language. Similarly, the King James Version of the Holy Bible is said to be a model of the purity and orderliness of the English language. The Divine Comedy of Dante, written in the language which the people of the Middle Age could understand, is one of the most perfect examples of the Italian language. How can we not feel proud when 1,000 or more years before those celebrated projects, which ushered new eras for the great nations, the noble pathfinders of the Armenian intellect had already performed that service for the Armenian language? It should be borne in mind that they translated the Holy Bible, giving to it the profound, meaningful title, The Breath of God, which exists only in Armenian, so that the people could understand it in the language spoken at the time. Thus, in the course of less than one century, the Armenian intellect reached the zenith of its creative abilities, fashioning its golden age some 1500 years ago and giving us priceless gems so that the Armenian people might continue to live and create with all the facets of their nation genius. Today is our privilege to possess it and walk by it, and our obligation as trustees is to transmit it to our children and grandchildren. May the spirit of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop strengthen us with faith, love, wisdom, and knowledge for the Armenian language and the Christian religion. Amen.
This is the Yerevan State Chamber Choir. We're going to go back to the Armenian message from the Cultural Month programming with the late Father Haik Donigyan, which was taped originally in 1975.
Arjan Vardiv, der Haik Kana Donigyan.
Hanun hor yevortvo yevokvuin serpo amen. Ay jogovurtin parka. Yerchangahishadak karekin gatogigos. Թեմիս իր առաջնորդության շրջանին իմաստուն գարկատուրչում մանելով հայ մշայույթի ամիս սրճագեց հոկտեմբերը։ Անոր նպատակն է մասնավոր հանդիսություններով բանձացնել լուսավորության համար հայոց ոսկեթարեն մինչև մեր օրերը ազգին ընդրյալ զավակներուն կողմէ մշակույթի գալվածին մեջ ցերկ բերված վաստակները։ Ամեն տարի, ամեն թարու, ամենուրեք մարդկության ըստվար հույլին մեջ կհանդիպինք շատ քիչ անգամ, արդագարգորեն հեռադես, հստակադես, մտքի ու սրդի արժանիքներով ընդրյալներու, որոնք կջանցվին որպես հանճարեղ ծնունդներ ու ամփոխը կհետևի այդ մեծ իմացական լույսին։ Այսպես են Սուրբ Մեսրոպ Մաշտոց և Սուրբ Սահակ Բարթև, մեր փևերային լուսաշող երկու աստղերը, որոնց հիշադակին ամեն հոկտեմբերին կխմբվինք, բորդգալու մեր խանդաղադանքն ու երախտիկը հանդեպ իրենց անցին ու կորձին։ Որքան ճկնինք, էջեր և սյունակներ լեցնենք, բադարակ ու քողափանական աղոտներով ևս կարող չենք վճարել այն հսկայական բարդքը, որ ունինք հանդեպ մեր մեծակույն դիդաններուն Սուրբ Սահակ եւ Սուրբ Մեսրոբի, որոնց նմաններուն շատ ցանցարորեն գհանդիպինք ազգերու պատմության էջերուն մեջ։ Նվիրված մներ Սուրբ Մեսրոբ, առաքյալ մը աստուծմե, աստվածային դեսիլներով քո դեպընթված, զոր լույս սպրած է հայ մշակույթին, լույսի ճամփան քարոզած եւի պրժարանք թողած է ազգին լուսո առաքյալներ, որբեսի իր քորձը հավերժացնեն։ Այդ անցուրած զինվորները հայ մշակույթի չահը վեր բռնած ամուր իրենց գորովի փազուկներուն մեջ թարեր շարունակ բարձր վահեցին հայ անունը, հայ բադիվը եւ հայ մշակույթը։ Արդարև շատ բան կբարդինք իմացականությամբ օժդված մեր մշակներուն, որոնք հաջախ արհամարելով ամեն տեսակի խոչընդոտները, խոնավ նգուներու մեջ գամգյանքի թարմ պայմաններով կարողացեր են հարստացնել հայ մշակույթը իրենց բազմաերես ստեղծագործություններով։ Դուրքի այդ հադուցումը շարունակական է եղած մեր պատմության ամբողջ ընթացքին, մերթ առատ և մերթ ալնված քանակով, սակայն խորքովն ու միջուկով հարուստ։ Հայը, ուր որալ գտնված է, միշտ իր եկեղեցու Հովանիին տակ ապրած ու ջանցված է որպես մշակութասեր ժողովուրդ։ Մշակույթ և ժողովուրդ իրար մի անբաժան են, և մեկը մյուսին լրացուցիչը։ Երկը ըլլացնձության կամ ողբի օրերուն ժողովրդի մը հոգին հարազատ արդացոլացումն է, իսկ հայ երկն ու երաժշությունը իրաբես աբրեցնել է մեր մշակույթը։ Անհատները ժողովրդի մը մարմինը կգազմեն, արվեստակետներն են անոր հոգին, ժողովուրդ մը, որ չունի արվեստակետ, երաժիշտ, նգարիչ, փանաստեղծ, չունի հոգի ու ամբաճար ուշտ է գանուխ կմեռնի։ Հայ ժողովուրդը իր 3000-ամյա քույության շավիղին զարուղված է արվեստակետներով, որոնք վար բահած են անոր հոգին։ Հայոց լեզուն այդ վաղեմի հեղագարգաչ վտակը, թեև միշտ ազատ իր ընթացքին ու ուղղացքին մեջ, շնորհիվ միացյալ նահանգներու հյուրընկալ ու մարդասեր վերաբերումին, որ կհարքե փոքրամասություններու անհատականությունը, լեզուն ու մշակույթը, ու կկաչալերե անոնց ուսուցումը, հեռավորության բնական պայմաններով ձյուրած ու նոսրացած է մեր կյանքի առօրյայի մեջ։ Հազիվ գաթիլ գոհոսի մեր ընտանիքներեն ներս, և մեր մանուկները լիովին անդեղյակ են մեր հայրենի փարփարին։ Բաբագածի են մեր երդասարդ սերունդի սրդերը հայոց լեզվին, հայոց ավանդություններուն ու պատմության։ Մենք կհավատանք, թե եթե հայրեր ու մայրեր միայն ու միայն չանք մնեն հայերեն խոսիլ իրեն ծավակներուն հետ, քոնե դուներեն ներս, հայոց լեզվի վտակը գրգին ուժ գորով պիտի առնե ու պիտի հորթի հայ դուներեն ներս, ապրեցնելով մեր լեզուն ու մշակույթը այս հեռավոր ափերուն։ Հայ ժողովուրդը, որ քրիստոնեության լուսով առաջնորդված և ինքնուրույն մշակույթի սնունդով զորացած է թարեր շարունակ, ավելի սրդով չեր գրնար արդահայտել իր բաշտամունքը հանդեպ իր ոսկեթարու մեծերուն և հանդեպ այն քրքին, որ աստուծո շունչ ունի իր մեջ և էգ ընթանի միշտ։ Ուրեմն, սիրելի հայորդիներ, պետք է և մենք պահենք ազգային միության փարոյական հիմերը, սիրենք հայ լեզուն և մշակույթը, սիրենք Սուրբ Քիրքը, որ ներշնչարանը եղավ հայ կյանքին։ Ահա այնադեն մենք ուրախությամբ պիտի կարող ըլլանք իրարու սել, արի եղբայր, փարափանենք բարձրափարփար հայոց լեզուն, մեր սուր սրդիչուր, մեր ցերքիթուր, մեր հոգուլար հայոց լեզուն, փառք հայ մտքի և հոգիի անմահ լուսավորիչներուն, ամեն։
Rupen Maravoshan.
Ուժանասկյարս կեղ պաշարել,
before I run out of time, we have some birthday greetings. October 13th. Happy birthday, Karen Kaprelian Pilla. It's her birthday today. When you see her, wish her a happy birthday. And on October 16th, Ara Khajanyan's birthday. Happy birthday to both of you. Let's go to the Yerevan Choral Society next.
Oh,
as Dad always says, Uraha tur gurahanas, marjamanaga laratsav shingal tun senin hamarsi desuchun minchev harajiga giragiaravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. This morning's show was pre-recorded. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Sarayan. Heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., with portions recorded and transcribed. Thank you to our webmaster, George Gasparian, keeping all of our shows on the internet at ArmenianRadioHour.com, ArmenianRadioHour.com. We hope, well, I hope you've enjoyed this morning's program. It's our first Sunday of programming for Cultural Month, and we heard quite a few songs that are more on the cultural style of our folk songs, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Next week, I think we're going to be doing La Boheme, maybe. We'll see. I think it's the Anush Opera, maybe. We shall see. And again, hope you've enjoyed this morning's program. It was pre-recorded. We'll be back live and in color next Sunday morning. Right now, you're listening on WARA Attleboro, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sanat Tarayan. Thank you to our webmaster again, George Gasparian. He keeps all of our shows on the internet at ArmenianRadioHour.com. Tell all your friends, ArmenianRadioHour.com. Right now, you're listening to us live on WARA 1320. Happy Sunday.